Celebrating life. How are you celebrating life? Baby Ruth candy bars, yellow daisies, and the Hallelujah chorus. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. The Bible is loaded with verses that tell us to rise, to fear not, to rejoice. It seems God wants His children to be happy. Life is to be lived and enjoyed, not merely endured, gotten through, tolerated. How sad that we so often miss out on so much by our attitude, our lack of emotionally getting up, our lack of rejoicing, and our fears. What makes you really and truly happy? The list is different for everyone. God, our family, friends, good health, the obvious ones are at the top. Don't forget the little joys, too, that serve as little spices to flavor, to brighten our journey here. I love laughter with a good friend, sunshine streaming through the kitchen windows, talking on the back porch, a good hug, a beloved book, walking in the woods, daisies, listening to the rain at night, Handel's Hallelujah chorus, red sunsets, and Baby Ruth candy bars. How about you? Once in my life, more than 50 years ago, I brought in a bunch of daisies and put them on my desk at work. An elderly lady stopped. "Is it your birthday, dear?" she asked. "No," I answered, a little embarrassed. "I just saw them," and my voice trailed off. "Ah," she whispered, "you're just celebrating life." We grinned at each other. Over 50 years later, the thought of those daisies still makes me remember that elderly lady and her smile as she said, "Celebrating life." To celebrate life is no small mission. It is one of the reasons we are here, to love God, to know Him, to celebrate our existence, our being. Each day is the time to celebrate the life and the joy He has given us. It is time to begin. Celebrate your life. Allow God to embrace you with His joy.